This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast for November 17th, 2018. Hey everyone, I am back, and today I actually have a demonstration for you. Last week, I decided that I wanted to purchase a thermostat for the house that we rent. Last year had a thermostat. It was just a basic old-fashioned slide control thermostat. I kind of got used to it and could figure out roughly where to set it. But this year we decided we wanted something that would work with the Amazon Echo or the Google Home Assistant, as well as potentially have a iOS or Android app. So what we ended up doing, looked around some, got some suggestions from people that suggested I get either the Google Nest or the Ecobee 4 or Ecobee 3. And these are really nice thermostats. But for us here, they were just way too much. They did too many things that we couldn't take advantage of, and they also were much more expensive than the thermostat that we decided to go with. We ended up purchasing from Amazon for $85 the Honeywell 7-day programmable Wi-Fi thermostat. And let me read the exact model here for you.
Alt tab, thermostat.txt notepad, thermostat.txt notepad, edit. Left paren RTH6580W, left right paren.
So as you can hear, it's the RTH6580WF. And you can search for that on Amazon to get the exact thermostat.
Alt tab, gold wave, gold.
So we ordered that, and a friend of mine who is sighted actually installed it and set it up. You will need sighted assistance for the initial setup of the thermostat. It's a pretty basic digital thermostat. It's about 3 or 4 inches wide, 3 or 4 inches tall, inch or two deep, I guess. I'm not very good on dimensions. It has a digital screen with all of your information on it. It has actual real buttons. It's not a touch screen, and that's also another reason why it was much less expensive. But anyways, you'll need sighted assistance to initially set the thermostat up. The first thing you do is, you know, you hook the thermostat up. You need to determine when you're installing the thermostat, if you have an old system like we did, whether or not you need what is called 24-volt power or a C-line. We determined that our old furnace just had a 2-wire hookup and didn't have the 24-volt power. So what we had to do, in addition, we had to spend another like $15 or so, but we had to get a 24-volt transformer with a line and then hook that up to the thermostat, and you can get one of those with 20-30 feet line on it, or extend that, and you probably run that down through your wall and plug it in somewhere in your basement. Unfortunately, we ended up having to plug it in just below the thermostat there in the front room, so we got a line hanging down. But well, we both figured, oh well, you know, hey, we can at least, you know, use the thermostat and the line's not that big a deal. So but once you get this installed, you get the power and everything hooked up to it, it will come up and it will want the time set. Do that, and then it'll go through an initial Wi-Fi setup to get connected to your Wi-Fi. Once it does that, then another reason why you have to have sighted assistance is it'll make you physically go over to the thermostat and set it to a temperature to verify that you're actually setting up that thermostat and you're not just somewhere else. You also have to go to a website, and let me switch over to that.
Alt tab, thermostat. Alt tab, Jaws Home Use. Alt tab, Dropbox. Alt tab, Sound. Alt tab, Honeywell Total Connect Comfort Mozilla Firefox. Honeywell Total Connect Comfort Mozilla Firefox. www.metodalconiccomfort.com. Honeywell Total Connect Comfort.
And Honeywell has a website that you have to go to and first set up your account. And it's probably a good idea to do this before you get the thermostat set up. And as you're setting the thermostat up, you actually go to the site to register it. And it registers here with the site. And then you can get into the app and do everything you need after that. But initially, you go through this website. And my friend Don had quite a few interesting issues doing this on the iPhone as well as the iPad Mini 4 using Safari. The page just was really acting weird. At one point, it wasn't letting you go through the regions right. Another thing it was doing, it wouldn't let him fill out the form completely to register, and just all kinds of weird things. I can't remember what he ended up doing to get it completely done, but I think we used Chrome. I'm not 100% sure, but anyways, just some interesting things in the setup. But once that's done, then you are able to log in through the iOS app and start controlling and setting up program settings and things like that. That also can be done as he did it through the thermostat itself. He set up the initial programming for it. You have a 7-day program with four different events each day that you can set times up to adjust the thermostat's temperature. And these can be overrided through the app or through Google or Amazon Echo as well. And I have demonstrations of the Google Home Assistant as well as the Amazon Echo, and also we'll have a demonstration of the TCC iOS app. I assume that there is an Android app as well. I can't say anything about accessibility for it, as I don't have any Android devices here right now that I could test it on, unfortunately. So, without further ado, we'll go into some demonstrations of the thermostat just to show you how it works, and then we'll wrap up. This is a short demonstration of the Honeywell 7-day programmable Wi-Fi thermostat using the Google Home Assistant. Hey Google, what is the inside temperature?
It's currently 67 degrees.
Hey Google, set the thermostat to 66 degrees.
Sure, setting the thermostat to 66 degrees.
Hey Google, what is the thermostat temperature set to?
It's currently 67 degrees.
So as you can see, the Google Home Assistant can do some basic features with the Honeywell 7-day programmable Wi-Fi thermostat, such as tell you what the thermostat temperature is set to, what the room temperature is currently, and it will also allow you to set the temperature to a particular setting. It will not let you adjust any of the thermostat's programming. And when I demonstrate this with the Echo, you'll see basically that it has the same functionality. So certain things you can do with either Google or Echo, but other things you will need to use the app that comes with the thermostat. And I will demonstrate that here as well. All right, this is a quick demonstration of the Honeywell 7-day programmable Wi-Fi thermostat using the Amazon Echo. Alexa, what is the inside temperature?
66 degrees.
Alexa, what is the thermostat set to?
The heat's set to 66.
Alexa, set the temperature to 67 degrees.
The heat's set to 67.
All right. And as with the Google Home Assistant, you see that you can do basic functions of the thermostat. Nothing complicated. You can't adjust programming or anything else like that. But you can see what the thermostat is set to, and you can see what the room temperature is set to, along with being able to lower or raise the thermostat. All right, this is a demonstration of the Honeywell Total Connect Comfort application for iOS.
10TCC, cancel, button, sign out, button, thermostat, heading, voice recorder mic, button, button, button up, button, heat set point, 64 degrees, button down, button, hold until 6 p.m., press for options, button, selected, home, tab, 1 of 5, system, tab, 2 of 5, fan, tab, 3 of 5, schedule, tab, 4 of 5, marketplace, tab, 5 of 5.
All right, so first impressions of the app are that it is mostly accessible, probably pretty close to 100%. I'll show you some issues here as we go through the demonstration. But that is the home screen. This is what you come into in the TCC app. Be advised, Honeywell does also have a TCE 2.0 app. This is not the application that you want. You definitely want the Honeywell Total Connect Comfort app. I made the mistake of getting the TCE 2.0 app downloaded initially, and it did work once, but then it stopped working, and we couldn't figure out, you know, why it wasn't working. And finally, I went out and looked in the App Store again and found that there indeed was another app. So I downloaded it and logged in, and voila, it started working again. So just be advised of that. But we come into the home screen, and it will tell you what the thermostat is set to. One of the things I've noticed about the app, at least with VoiceOver, I haven't had anybody really look at it cited to confirm whether or not the room temperature shows up. You can log in on the website to the Total Connect Comfort website, and once you're on there and logged in, you can see the thermostat temperature and the room temperature. And as I've demonstrated on the Google and the Echo, you can get both of these readings as well. So not a huge deal, but it would be nice if you were out and about to be able to see the room temperature through the app as well as the thermostat temperature. Now, some things that the app does that the Google and the Echo do not do is the thermostat works on a schedule. It has a 7-day program, and each day you can set multiple events that set the temperature of the house. And as you saw,
hold until, press for options, hold until 6 p.m.
This current temperature, it says it's holding to 6 p.m., which is one of my program settings for the day. So you can override the program that is initially set up, and you have to set this program up initially on the thermostat as part of its setup process. But some of the options you have here on the home screen is that you can
button down, button 64 degrees, heat set point, button up, heat set point 65 degrees.
I can turn this up.
Button down, button, hold until, button up, button, 6 p.m.
And now it's allowing me
button down, button,
to also alter how long this temperature overrides the programming.
Switch to permanent hold, button.
You can, if you want, you could literally set a temperature, select this permanent hold, and keep it at that, and you wouldn't have to have the programs, but the programs do serve their purpose. I do like having the thermostat automatically go down to a lower temperature at night while we're sleeping.
Cancel hold, button.
And you can cancel the hold, go
submit,
back to the program.
Button. Cancel hold, submit, button.
And then you can submit this.
Submit, dim, hold until 6 p.m., button down, but 65 degrees.
And as you can see, this all works normally. There are a couple of things on the screen that I do not know what
heat
do.
Heat set point. Button up. Button. Button. Possible
There's
text. Stat. Humidity.
Oh, that's right. That button that is unlabeled, if you go into it, it gives you a 5-day outdoor forecast.
Voice recorder mic. Button.
What this voice recorder mic button does, I'm not entirely sure. I haven't tried it. Let's look at a couple of the other tabs.
Selected. Home. Tab. System. Tab. 2 of 5. Fan. Fan. Selected. System. Tab. Selected. Cool. Button.
And what the system tab allows you to do is to take control over the system. You can either turn it off entirely, or you can set it to heat or cool.
Selected. Heat. Button.
And as you can see here, heat is selected.
Cool. Button. Off. Button. Cancel. Dimmed. But. Submit. Dimmed. Button. Home. Tab. 1 of 5. Fan. Tab. 3 of 5.
You have a fan tab.
Selected. Fan. Selected. On. Button. Auto. Button. Cancel. Dimmed. Button.
And you can turn the fan on or off, or set it to auto, and I believe mine is set to auto.
Schedule. Tab. 4 of 5.
And we also have the schedule tab.
Marketplace. Selected. Schedule. Tab. 4 of... Button. Time period back. Button. Thermostat. Heading. Button. Time period back. Button.
Now the schedule is the only part of the app that I've seen some irregularities.
Saturday.
Here in the first part of the screen, you have the ability to set the day. Currently it's set to Saturday. And if you come into this every day, it will show you the schedule for whatever day it is. What I have noticed doesn't work, or work properly, at least in iOS.
Button time period back. Button.
Is this time period back?
Saturday. Button time period front. Button.
And this button that says time period front. When I try to use these, I've noticed here that it goes between Saturday, Sunday, and Friday. I wasn't able to get to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday for some reason. A workaround for that is if you want to change a day's schedule, I guess you wait till that day and then bring the schedule tab up here.
Select a period to edit your schedule. Wake. 10 a.m. 66 degrees. 78 degrees.
So you have various programs you can set for each day. You have a wake, you have a leave, a return, and asleep. Then you hear two numbers after this. The first number is for heat, and the second number is for cool.
Select a period to wake. 10 a.m. 66 degrees, 78 degrees.
So here, the thermostat is set to wake at 10 a.m. Set the temperature to 66 degrees. I don't have any of the cool temperatures set, so they're just at their defaults.
Leave. 10 a.m. 66 degrees, 85 degrees.
And basically, we're keeping the temperature at the same level through most of the day.
Return. 6 p.m. 66 degrees.
And you can set these to any time that you want.
Sleep. 10 p.m. 62 degrees. 82 degrees.
And if I go into this.
Sleep. Schedule. Button. Schedule. Heading. Saturday. What setting do you prefer when you sleep? Time. Temperature settings. Time. Time. Temperature settings. Heat. Cool. 10. 62 degrees. 82 degrees. PM. Button single up. Button. Button heat up. Button. Button cool up. Button. Button single down. Button. Button heat down. Button. Button cool down. Button. Button. Delete period. Button. Done. Dimmed. Button. Delete
so,
button. Button.
I think
button
I can change
button,
the time.
Button cool up. Button heat up. Button. Button single up. Button. Button single up. PM. 82 degrees. 62 degrees. 10. 15.
Okay, it did go up. It goes up in 15-minute intervals.
82 PM. Button single up. Button. Button single up. Button single up. Button single up. PM. 82 degrees. 62 degrees. 11.
Okay, so I've changed the program here from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. And you could also adjust these other settings, heat and cool as well.
62 degrees. 82 degrees p.m. Button single up. Button. Button heat up. Button. Button cool up. Button. Button single down. Button. Button heat down. Button. Button heat down. Button. Button single up. Button. PM. 82 degrees. 61 degrees.
And I turn the heat down from 62 to 61.
80 PM. Button cool down. Button. Button. Delete period. Button. Done. Button.
And I can go to done.
Done. Sleep. 11. Schedule other days. Button double. Button. Saturday. Button sh time period front. Wake. 10. Leave. 10. 8. Return. 6. P. Sleep. 11. P.M. 61
okay,
degrees.
And you see that the program
82
has
degrees.
Been changed.
Select a period to edit your schedule. Equals modified. Button double. Button.
I do not know what the double button does.
Button double. Button. Sign out. Button. Voice recorder mic. Button. Thermostat. Heading. Wait. Leave. 10. Okay. A.M. 66 degrees. 85 degrees. Sign out. 2 of 4. Sign out. Button. Button sh time period back. Button. Voice re thermostat. Sign out. Button. Sign out. But sign out. Button. Okay. Okay. Leave. Button. You have unsubmitted changes that will be lost if you leave. Would you like to stay? Leaving? Leaving?
Okay.
You have leave. But okay. Button. Sleep. 11. Select equals modified. Button double. Button. Equals modified. Select a period to edit your schedule. Sleep. 11. p.m. 61 degrees. 82. Submit. Button.
Okay, and you have to play around a little bit there, but then there's another submit button here.
Sleep. 11. p.m. Okay. 61 degrees. Fan. Tab. 3 of 5.
Okay, and then there are tabs come back.
Home. Tab. 1 of 5. And selected.
We can move
home
around again.
Tab. 1 of heat set point. 65 degrees.
All right. That is just a brief demonstration of the iOS app. And as you can see, it works pretty good. The only major thing that I've noticed is with the program schedule and adjustment of days. You could try that and see if it works better for you than it did for me. But as I said, the workaround would be to just wait to the day that you wanted to change, and it'll be listed on the schedule page, and you can just go in and alter it. Yeah, and it's not too hard to do that. All right, I am back, and now we'll go over to the Honeywell Total Connect website. I've had to switch over to NVDA here to do this because JAWS, for whatever reason, will not allow you to select a region. Here you have to select North America and then America to get to where I need to be to log in. And for whatever reason, JAWS won't do that. But NVDA seems to do a good job.
Out of list, list with two items, link on. Out of list, list with six items, link contact us. Link FOC US. Link my account.
All right, so I have logged in here to the My Total Connect Comfort.com website.
Visited Link Control Center.
And I can get some basic information about the thermostat after doing this.
Link sign out. Welcome, Rick. Out of list, visited Link Control Center. Link my locations. Link thermostat. S. In home thermostat control.
One of the things I said that the app wouldn't do is show you the room temperature, at least with iOS. Going down through here.
Heading level 1 thermostat control. Indoor. 65 degrees.
There is our indoor temperature.
Outdoor. 40 degrees. 90% humidity. Graphic cloudy. Clickable 5-day forecast. System. Clickable heat.
And then you get the indication that whether your heat or cooling is on. Heat is on here.
Clickable cool. Clickable off.
Or you can turn it off totally.
Set to 65 degrees.
The thermostat set point is 65 degrees.
Clickable. Clickable. Hold until 6 p.m.
And it is an override until 6 p.m. when the programming will kick back in.
Clickable press for options. Clickable link menu.
So you could control through here, and what I like to do is when I'm at work, I will look at the site here and see what the room temperature is just to make sure that everything is running well, and it seems to work well enough.
Fan. Clickable on.
And then you get information what your fan is set to.
Clickable auto. Clickable help. Fan is on. Clickable submit. Link back.
Okay. So, just it's just a basic screen there that gives you basically the same information as what the app gives you. And you will have to go here, as I said, when you're initially setting the thermostat up. You'll have to go here and actually click on register. And that's part of the setup process. All right. Well, hey, I hope that this demonstration has been helpful, especially to those of you out there like myself that were looking for other options. The Nest and the Ecobee are great thermostats, especially if you can use all of their functionality. You have a newer home, you have central air, and you know, maybe you can control multiple room temperatures, things like that. Those thermostats do a great, great job of doing that, but they are much more expensive. This Honeywell thermostat was $85, and even if you have to buy a 24-volt power pack, those typically are in the $15 range, so all said and done, you're still going to be maybe just a few bucks over $100. Somebody did tell me on Twitter that they'd had some Honeywell products and that Honeywell was kind of notorious for breaking accessibility and not really caring about it. That may well be the case. Hopefully it won't get broken. Currently it is working pretty well, as you can see. But that is one consideration that you need to be aware of. Fortunately for myself, I have the Echo and I have the Home Mini that I can at least still control the thermostat. Basically, can't do programming, but I at least wouldn't be dead in the water. So, but I had a number of people that were looking forward to this, so hope you enjoy it. And like I said, hope it's helpful and potentially leads you to a purchase if you're looking for something like this. All right, thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll be back again soon and do another podcast.